Hola, saludos de Mongolia. Soy presidenta de la Federación de Apoyo a las Mujeres de Mongolia. Lo lamentamos, pero el sonido es muy deficiente y no tenemos el texto.
Now we would like to introduce the Chance to Change project, which is to improve women's income and child education. In 2017, we started the project supported by Mongolian Women's Fund under the KAKA program. When we started the project in the winter summertime, about 2,000 people, and wintertime 200 people were working and living on that landfill. In the first, we did some research about their living and working conditions. Of the responders, 67% were women, 33% were men, and they had been 159 children. Of course, the research results show us their living and working condition is unacceptable. The first point, it was to provide them some information. After the survey, we organized lots of training and information events for them. But it's not easy to work with them because they were very distrustful and chased us away. And they said, no person, no organization to care for them. Second point was we support their voice. After the mini trainings, they gained the hope that they should be demand their human rights. And garbage collectors have brought some requests to the government officer to demand their human rights and social rights. We supported their voice, like had dialogue with them by mail, by phone, and organized lots of meetings. At the end, the governor officers, the first time they organized open window service, public service for them at the land. For example, social welfare agency, land office, registration agency, and family health center, they provided some service for them. The project third point was to change their unacceptable conditions to normal condition, work conditions. We organized a round table meetings with governor officers and waste recycling companies and rubbish collectors. In the meeting, the rubbish collectors saying their conditions and how to change there and how to find other normal condition work we are discussing, but it is not changed still enough, just working and talking about this. It is very big challenge for us. On the other hand, our big challenge is children's rights who are living and working with their parents at the landfill area, especially children's development and education. It's so hard for them. It's inequality. Mr. Stavar, she's working last 17 years with them to provide their service to develop education. In 26, she started some service for begging children who were living in the street. In 2013, she opened a kindergarten for the children from 1.5 to 5 years old children. Today, the center has four branches of the child development center located behind the landfill and in a remote area. They provide public services to more than 70 children between 1.5 to 15 years old children. They created the building, land, and furniture for the child development center on their own with donations from ordinary citizens. Mr. Dalgor finds some donations, especially from South Korean and Mongolian people, parents and organizations.
In my experience, we provide them following service that child care, delayed training, some concert again, social worker service.
Social service, it means they have to do some family situation assessment and child situation assessment. Until now, she is protected more than 200 children from poor family and alcohol dependent families. So we suggest some recommendations to combating poverty and inequalities in Mongolia.
Recommendation A, provide them migration registration. Currently in Mongolia, most of the poor people are migrated from the countryside to Ulaanbaatar and they have not to address and registration in the city. This situation is based on cause conditions that can't find state service of health and education. Recommendation B, provide them a land for establish their own house. In UB, house and apartments are so expensive. But rubbish collect people said that if the government provide us land, we can establish own house. Recommendation C, provide them equality public service, especially social welfare. For example, homeless people who are not living the registration address and headed by household mother and father, they don't cover the social welfare. Recommendation D, establish a child care center for poor families and children. Because of an alcoholic parent, poor extreme poverty people are living there and their children have not supervision, love and care. The children are growing in a street that has not to care, has not education, has not upbringing, and they have been a deep physiological crisis.
If you want equal, we can achieve one by one. Let's work together, NGOs, private sectors and government body, to reduce inequality and bring development to everyone.